And cue theme music. Hello and welcome to CrystalBaron.com, the only place where you can read, listen to, and interact with Crystal Baron. Unless you're in my room. Today's story is one I wrote, and is titled The Lunatic and the Tiger Shark. The day hung above me like an interrogation lamp, ruthless and unyielding. No breeze arose to chase away the coffee cup breath of the coming torpid tropical noontime. I rested in a mercifully non-corporeal wakefulness for one last moment before cracking open my eggshell eyelids. My pupils were runny yellow yolks and drained out of my face until all that remained were pinpricks through which I could not see. A terrible wave of nausea rose up with each gentle rock of the boat. My head shattered into 100,000 tiny pieces, each sharp edge biting, shredding, masticating my thoughts. The brightness of day overwhelmed me, and I hid once more behind red, glowing eyelids. Remaining utterly still, I began to sort through the fragments of sound that composed my memory of yesterday. The yell of the maniac, whooping fierce above me, shouting nonsense with head tilted up and back towards the stars. The soft whisper of the wind inviting us out to sea, lying sweetly, promising mystery and adventure. My own voice. Yes, of course we know how to sail. How much to rent it for 3 days? A crack like lightning, and then the inevitable smack of the mast falling into the water. Hector's smile was as wide as his legs astride it, as if it were a carnival ride, and not our means of transporting ourselves back to land. Bracing myself for an ice pick of a headache, I slowly raised my body up onto my elbows and surveyed the damage. Hector lay wrapped in the sail, the red stain of his blood inched across the canvas. The mast, broken in two a few feet above the hull, crossed the width of the boat and dipped lazily into the water with each crest and trough. A good 200 yards to port, we could see the Abiyang Atoll. It was a swimmable distance from us, but the sharks circling intended to see this thing through, intrigued as they were by the drip of Hector's blood through the netting that connected the miniature catamarans to hulls. I reached behind me to the cooler, which we'd stuffed full with the only thing we'd thought to bring along on our 2-hour midnight voyage. I cracked open a cool beer, downing it quickly, and was halfway through a second before the drummer pounding away on my brain took a 5 and let me crawl over to Hector. That blood stain was troubling. When I arrived at his semi-conscious body, I found him displeased, far more hungover than I, bleeding from a 6-inch gash in his right leg and sporting a baseball-sized knot on his forehead. "I'm Captain Jack Sparrow," he mumbled as I attempted to rouse him. I handed him a beer and waited for him to come around fully. Then I would kill him. But I suppose in my own small way I was to blame for this as well. After all, I should have known better. I was there the night Hector lost his wedding ring. 6 years ago, I invited Hector to a party, and he, like any gracious guest should, came bearing gifts. A suitcase full of mojito mix and cocaine. After an hour, all but the most hardcore of my guests had fled the scene, inventing excuses, or simply shaking my hand a bit too fast and lying, "It's been fun." "I will not spill my red wine in the hot tub," I prompted him, making him say the words aloud before allowing him in. I relaxed and turned back to my conversation, when abruptly Hector sprang from the jacuzzi, zipped off to the kitchen, opened a beer, and pouring it directly into the hot tub, repeatedly yelled, "It's not wine!" I went to bed. His hyena laugh chased me into sleep. Hector spent the remainder of that evening burning my boyfriend with his lighter and throwing pint glasses onto the cement driveway to see how large an area he could cover with irretrievable glass shards. "I should make you swim for help," I told him, leaning against the cooler and away from the sun, watching the methodical spiral of shark fins circle around and around the boat. I opened another beer. He looked down, refusing to meet my gaze, knowing he must be responsible for the demolition, but not knowing how he could have managed to break the mast in half. A shark bumped its nose against one of the hulls, giving it an experimental chomp. He was too small, though, and his mouth couldn't make it far enough around to do any damage. So far, it seemed that all the sharks were of the kinder, gentler reef variety, about 6 to 8 feet long. The monsters had yet to ascend from the depths. We watched the not-too-distant beachline hungrily for a while, as the boat moved neither closer in nor farther out. I drank. Silence oozed out of my skin, lumbering angrily towards Hector like a malicious slime mold. I let it sit, thick and untraversable between us. We were castaways on our own tiny floating island. If it came down to it, I would kill him and eat him. I had 2 good legs and no concussion. I could take him. He knew it, too. A honeymooning couple strolled into view along the white sand shore, thinking nothing for either my incapacitating hangover or my rising state of drunkenness. I leaped into the air, waving both arms above my head, and shouted for help in every language I knew. They smiled, waved back, and continued off arm in arm. I drowned my sense of helplessness in another can of beer. The ruthless day wore on, the sun sucking the water out of my body through thousands of invisible straws. At mid-afternoon, I contemplated lassoing a couple of sharks, but knew, even as the thought surfaced, that there would be no way to steer them. Even had they been dolphins, the ocean's happy helpers, noted for carrying half-drowned sailors to the safety of the shore, I could not ensure the correct directional momentum. How did that joke go? Yes, dolphins do rescue sailors. Well, half of them anyway. The other half they carry out to sea to eat. Another beer. Good thing the 12-foot boat didn't come equipped with a karaoke machine. With or without you, with or without you, I can't live! A stripy shark longer than the boat drifted lazily by. If I could have moved, I might have rowed him. Mystery. Another beer materializes in my hand. Thirsty is torturous. I'm never far from crazy, I said to Mr. Stripes when I saw him next. That's why I'm a writer. You have to be, you know, crazy. It's how it works. But you already know all this. Why am I telling you? He bit the boat in response, leaving a ring of tooth holes 3 times bigger than my head. I know, I told him. Hector stirred above me, rummaging around the cooler. Give it back its hat, I ordered, ever the captain. Its beers will be all hot without its hat. Yup, said Hector. Bump, went the tiger shark. The island ballooned ahead of me, expanding in size with each stroke of the cooler lid oar. My eyes danced. A shark nibbled on the plastic lid. Hector shook it away and pulled across the water until we crashed safely into white sand.